Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
It says, for the people shall dwell in Zion, at Jerusalem. He says, you shall weep no more. Say loud, amen. Amen. He will be gracious to you. Now listen, at the sound of your cry, he will be gracious. He wants to be, his posture to be, but he wants you to ask. This is important. Not just does he want you to ask, he wants you to ask like all your hope is on him and on him alone. See, there is something a lot of people don't understand, God will not be option B in your life. He will be plan B. It's part of heartfelt prayer. Total reliance on God. God, if you don't help me, who will? Who will? I have no other name. No other place to run to. Listen, it doesn't matter how intelligent and skilled you are. Put your trust in God. Now, do you know what it means to be a teenager who has killed a lion and a bear? And despite that kind of resume, stand in front of Goliath and you don't present it. What you tell Goliath is, you defy the Lord's army. You defy the Lord's army. I come against you in the name of the Lord of... Don't fall into the ego trap. Trying to match up with Goliath muscle for muscle. You will get in trouble. You see, a lot of intelligent people, this is the problem that they have. This is the problem that they have. And it's not irresponsible. You are still doing the best you can in the natural. Listen to me. Don't get me wrong. Moses is on the mountain. His hands are raised up. Joshua is at the valley fighting the battle. Both must go hand in hand. But in your hearts, your trust is not in your sword, even if you have one. Your trust is not in your shield, even if you have one. Your trust is not in your job. Your trust is not in your uncle who is abroad. Your trust is not in any big man that you have been following up and down. Your trust is not in your boss in the office. Your trust is in who? Listen, I want to give you, this thing is a hard thing. I want to give you a few minutes. Put your trust in him. Put your trust in him. Put your trust. This is quick repentance for those of you. Some of you don't realize. You are doing the same thing that the person by the well, that man at Gethsemane was doing. You are blaming people. This person promised me and hasn't fulfilled it. Jesus is standing there. Who have you put your trust in? In whom do you put your trust? In whom do you put your trust? Come on, are you listening to me? He says he will hear at the sound of your cry. Take me back to Isaiah 13 verse 19. He says, when he hears it, when he hears it. This is instructive. When will he answer? When will he answer? It is when he hears it. Talk the Bible is the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 36. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 36. He says, for the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone. God deliberately waits for every ego symbol, everything that is competing for his place in your life. When you've come to the end of yourself and you realize only God can help you, that's where he kicks in. He will resist the proud and give grace to the humble. When he sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining bond or free, that's when he kicks it. Don't go through this test. It doesn't matter how strong you are. Just surrender to him now. Are you listening to me? So he will wait for you. And some of us, we realize, some of us know what I'm saying. The same thing you had been praying for a long time. When it hit a threshold of desperation, you prayed with a new energy. Some of you know what I'm saying. And it looked like, boom, the heavens opened. God was waiting for you. All this while, you maybe never really cared enough. You were not angry enough. You can't serve God without passion. What you're asking about must touch you deeply enough. You must be angry enough. You must be passionate enough. Lord, enough is enough. You called me to ministry. This thing must move. This is not what you showed me. I'm not after carnal success, but you told me I would disciple nations. Where are the people that you said? Lord, this pattern of untimely death in my family, somebody must rise up and stop it. And whoever that person will be must be angry enough. All these ladies in your family, beautiful, educated, unmarried. It's not right, sir. It's not right, sir. It's not right. Go and listen to the first sermon I preached at the last tarry, the vigil. Listen again. Sometimes God is waiting for you to just understand by books, understand by observation. This thing is not ordinary. And put an end to it once and for all. This will be that service for you. Sermon has finished. Stand to your feet. I'm going to give you 3 prayer points. You pray passionately. Except if the Lord superimposes on me, I won't minister to anybody again. You're taking it up yourself from here. Prayer point number 1. You're going to shout this one out. Shout fresh fire. Rest on me now. Prayer fire. Rest on my altar now. Fresh fire. Rest on me now. I give you a few seconds. Pray. 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 Is she like Kaile Mondele Kumeha? Lombras Kabalata Kabaya. Fresh fire. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. For the next season of your life, you can't do it in your wisdom. You can't do it in your wisdom. You can't do it in your strength. That fire will have to rest, though. I want to give space for 7 people. You asked for it. Receive 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 it. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch. Touch. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire.
fresh fire. Just four more people. Receive it! Satala baranda la bakabaya. Esele borande rekabalando koprende le bahaya. Runde le bele teke bele. Esakabalande le bokopre.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Make sure nobody in your family, I want to use a spiritual term, the way it's in my heart, be the most angry person spiritually in your family. Where they have wickedness, show them times 10. Let them learn to leave you alone. Let them learn it early. Leave her alone, no?
Minister to that person for me.
Now with the name of Jesus. Say, Father, with the name of Jesus. Let every wickedness in my family expire now. Say, by the hand of the Lord, every wickedness in my family expire. I give you a few minutes. Begin to pray. Expire. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We're going to pray for the practical aspects of your life, career, marriage, finances. If you think that God is interested in those parts too. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you, you know, I like to ask these questions first. I know you're hardworking, but do you believe in supernatural advantage? What about this favor people talk about? You know, if I share testimonies with you, you go tired. I'm telling you. You know, I was telling some people weeks ago, leave Taiwan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, isn't it funny that people believe that negative powers can hinder someone's progress, but it doesn't dawn on them that the power of God can sponsor. Why do you believe more in darkness than in lights? Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you. There's a prayer, see, and I don't want to have to call the person out. So all of us will pray it. Are you with me? Thank you, Holy Ghost. I almost forgot that. Please be patient with me. Be patient with me. Yes. The Bible says about the woman with the issue of blood that she spent all her living on physicians. Let me tell you something. It's one of the manifestations of the devourer. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some people, they've gathered for such a long time,
just when they are beginning to be comfortable financially, someone close to them is struck with an ailment. You spend all you have treating the ailment, the person still dies. She suffered many things from physicians, and she spent all she had and was no better. These are real life issues, oh. And I'm telling you so that you'll be able to spot. No more will you gather and give to another. No more will you walk 30 days and spend it in hospital. No more will you gather for another to enjoy. Are you ready to pray? I want you to intercede for every family here going through this. By the hand of God, we put an end to that. Every family represented here, that the enemy put something to drain their finances. We bring an end to that wickedness. I give you a few seconds. Pray. And if you have gone through that, I pray for your restoration. Your restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let me give you a cue so that you will know it is you. The person I'm talking about, that's the reason you don't have a good car today. The car had to go to pay bills. But there is a restorer in heaven. Listen. Let me say it the way it's in my spirit. If I be a man of God, everything the devourer stole from you is coming back fourfold. Everything the devourer stole from you is coming back fourfold. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. I want to just give you a few minutes before I drop this microphone. Professor Ayobayo, let me just say this. Jesus taught for 3 days and he looked at the people. He said, these people are hungry. Such a thoughtful father. Are you getting what I'm saying? The impression that all he cares about is theology and he doesn't care about... He looked at the people and he said, no, these people cannot return hungry. And he said, give them food. And listen, he met their needs supernaturally, not through welfare. There's a place for that. There's a place for welfare. But God meets needs supernaturally. Do you believe this? All right. So use your words. In the name of Jesus, I'm sponsored by grace. I enjoy supernatural ease. Say, by the help of the Lord, I prosper. Say, the things that were difficult have become easy. My eyes are open to recognize opportunities. Say, my eyes are open to discern times and seasons, prophetic relationships. Say, by the hand of God, I enjoy speed. Say, by the hand of God,
I enjoy divine help. Say frustration is ended. Say by the wisdom of God, I know what to do. Say by the wisdom of God, I am not stranded. Now, I want you to speak to the works of your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus. Call that business by name. Call it by name. And say, prosper, prosper by the hand of God. I give you a few seconds. Last prayer of the day. Last prayer. Last prayer of the day. Last prayer of the day. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
It says, if anyone lack wisdom, let them ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter your context, where you are now, the challenges, the difficulties that you're faced with. Enjoy divine help.
By supernatural insights, you know what to do.
And you will make the right choice the first time. I'm seeing in my vision, a lady here, you lost your sister to a particular ailment, and now you are seeing the same symptoms. By the mercy of God, I command those symptoms to die.
You are healed by the power of God.
I've seen this in my vision a couple of times, and when I see it prophetically, I know what it means. And sometimes the people that own this prophecy have even seen it in dreams. And let me say this to that lady here. That stolen wedding gown has now been returned. I said that stolen wedding gown has now been returned. And now the wedding bells are ringing again.
I said the wedding bells are ringing again.
Every thief in your house will be exposed. And by the hand of the Lord, prosper. I said by the hand of the Lord, prosper. In the name of Jesus.
I will just say this. For those of you who believe, you see, God took Abraham on a high plane and he said, see this land, I will give you. He meant it literally. So it means there is a place in the spirit where real estate can be shared. Don't look at your purse. Look at where God is showing you. Look at what God is showing you. Look at where God is showing you. Do you believe or? I hope you know the same God of Abraham is alive and well. By the mercy of God, you will build in this city.
I said, by the mercy of God, you will build in this city. I said, by the mercy of God, you will build in this city. The same you that struggled to pay the last rent, you will build in this city. And I don't mean when you're already old and about to die. You will build in your prime. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name of prayed. Say this with me. Say, thank you, Jesus. You care about me. My life is safe in your hands. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, I step into a new realm of devotional favor, of intimacy, in the name of Jesus. Say, there is fire on my altar, and I take my prayer time seriously. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.